drivers a break. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden says he's considering putting a pause on the federal gas tax as prices at the pump hover around $5 a gallon. The president says he also wants to hear from oil companies about the huge profits.
My team is going to be sitting down with the CEOs of the major oil companies this week and try to get an explanation how they justify making $35 billion.
The president said he could make a decision by the end of the week. The federal gas tax holiday could save drivers as much as 18.4 cents a gallon. A report from the Austin American-Statesman newspaper says multiple Uvalde police officers stood in a hallway at Robb Elementary School armed with rifles and at least one ballistic shield within 19 minutes of a gunman arriving. The newspaper cited documents, including school surveillance, as the killing of 19 children and two teachers has raised questions about law enforcement response. The man accused of causing several deaths at a Christmas parade in Wisconsin last year is changing his plea.
Darryl Brooks Jr. faces more than 80 counts connected to the incident in Waukesha last November, where he is accused of driving an SUV into parade participants, killing six and hurting dozens more. After pleading not guilty in February, he is opting to change that to not guilty by reason of mental disease. A guilty verdict at trial means his sanity at the time must be assessed. In the end, Brooks could wind up in a mental facility and not prison. The plea change was announced after the judge denied the defense's venue change request. The trial, for now, is scheduled to begin in October. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Elections officials from Georgia and Arizona set to appear before the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. The first of two hearings this week scheduled for tomorrow. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Seattle residents are blaming rising crime on city lawmakers and judges' policies.
Two teenagers charged with a string of takeover armed robberies, one in which a store owner was pistol whipped, to home detention. Prosecutors say they immediately cut off their ankle monitors, robbed a pot shop, and then shot and killed an employee. It all happened as violent crime is up 20% here in Seattle. Also in Seattle, a homeless man accused of breaking into a house and trying to fight his way through the homeowner to his wife and son upstairs was not even required to post bail. Thankfully, a neighbor helped subdue the suspect. The perpetrator was released on his own recognizance.
Fox's Dan Springer. Summer starts tomorrow, and if you're planning a cookout this summer, you'll pay a lot more.
A cookout with burgers, hot dogs, chicken, and all the fixings will cost you 17% more than a year ago. The New York Post compiled the list, and based on increases in the Consumer Price Index, estimates you'll pay $76.94 for the average cookout. The same package of hot dogs that cost $3.82 a year ago are now averaging $5.22. Phil Lempert, editor of trade publication SupermarketGuru.com, says the biggest price increases he's seeing are for beef, pork, chicken, eggs, and milk. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Cleela Rorex, a former Colorado County clerk, considered a pioneer in the gay rights movement for being the first public official to issue a same-sex marriage license in 1975, has died. She was 78. Local reports say Rorex died yesterday of complications from recent surgery at a hospice care facility. Rorex was a newly elected Boulder County clerk when a gay couple who were denied a marriage license elsewhere sought her help in March 1975. The then 31-year-old agreed and went went on to issue 6 licenses to gay couples before Colorado's attorney general ordered her to stop. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.